Minnesota's Big Ten and National Championship football season of 1941. At Washington, Minnesota, 14, the University of Washington, 6. And we lead now into the second Gopher touchdown, starting in the last period with Bruce Smith on Washington's 9-yard line.
The ball, he's cutting in at right tackle, swings to the end of the line, he's to the 5-yard line, and he's tackled on so close to the goal, we'll have to wait. It's moved back, and here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. It's Minnesota's ball, 1/2 yard from the Washington goal with 2.5 minutes left to play. It's a first down, and our assistants will now pass among you, taking wagers on whether it goes over or not. First down on the 1-yard line. Gophers come out. The score is 7-6. This might be the score which settles the ball game. Swigert crouching just ahead of Bruce Smith. Bruce Smith over to the right, about 6 yards back. It's Bruce Smith's ball. He hits into the line, and ladies and gentlemen, he's in pay territory, and it's a touchdown.
Illinois at Memorial Stadium. Minnesota 34, Illinois 6. A game torpedoed right open at the start after Bob Swigert returned the opening kickoff to Minnesota's 27-yard line.
Minnesota's ball, first and 10 from the Gophers' 27-yard line, and they're over on a shift to the right with Bill Daly back. Set, the ball comes back. Daly takes it, hits off between his own right guard and center. There's a big hole there. Daly picks up 3 yards, 4 yards. He's starting to go now. Bill Daly is at the middle of the field. He's tearing down into Illinois territory. A defender dives for him and misses, and Daly is going to town to the 15, the 10, the 5, and into the end zone.
Pittsburgh at Memorial Stadium, Minnesota 39, Pittsburgh nothing. And then the little brown jug comes back to Minnesota. At Ann Arbor, Michigan, Minnesota 7, the University of Michigan nothing. The ball game picked up in the second period.
10 to go from Michigan's 48-yard line. The Gophers set, shifting over slightly to the right. Bruce Smith in the tailback position. The ball comes back to Smith. He's starting to run wide toward his own right end, but he's staying sort of drifted back there so that he can pass a run. He's going to pass. There goes his arm back. It's a long throw down the field, and Herman Fricke makes a leaping catch of that ball on Michigan's 15-yard line. He's going down the sidelines. He's to the 10, trying to avoid stepping out of bounds, and he's hit finally and knocked out of bounds by Tom Kuzma, coming up from the secondary on Michigan's 5-yard line.
And it was on the next play that Bruce Smith was injured after making a yard. Smith leaving the game, Swigert coming in, Fricke going to left half. We resume on Michigan's 4-yard line.
Getting off between his own left guard and center, going through to the 2-yard line. Fricke stopped on the 2-yard line by Pruggum and the Michigan guard, coming up to make the tackle. And so it's third down for Minnesota, 2 yards from Michigan's goal, and the crowd cheering the maize and blue forwards to get in there and dig in. Gophers ready. Coming out of the huddle, shifting over to the right. It's Fricke back. Just ahead of him is Daly. There's the pass. It goes to Garness. Garness fakes to Daly, gives it to Fricke, and he hits over his own left tackle for a touchdown.
The play that startled a nation. Minnesota 8, Northwestern 7 at Memorial Stadium. The third quarter.
It's first and 10, and Minnesota is on Northwestern's 41-yard line. Goal a lot closer than it was before. Minnesota huddling. Northwestern keeps a 6-man line. There are 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play, and it's 7-2 for the Wildcats. Higgins back on a shift to the right. There's the double shift, and it's Higgins. There's that reverse, and he stopped for no gain. It was Bob Swigger taking the ball from Higgins on a reverse, trying to get inside the Northwestern right end, but couldn't do it because Don Johnson came up and plugged the hole. Second down and 10 to go. Still Minnesota's ball on the 41. And there's a trick play, ladies and gentlemen. The center picking up the ball, giving it to Higgins. Higgins is running wide. He's to the 20, he's to the 15. And he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
I must tell you that on that play, football fans, the Gophers did not even huddle. As soon as they had lined up, Gene Flick picked up the ball, tossed it with one hand and underhanded to little Bud Higgins, who streaked 41 yards down the right side of the field for a touchdown. At Memorial Stadium, Minnesota 9, Nebraska nothing. A touchdown by Bob Swigert and a field goal by Bill Garness. At Iowa City, Minnesota 34, the University of Iowa 13.
Picking up the game with a 13-13 score in the second quarter, Minnesota's ball second and four from Iowa's nine.
He gets between the five-yard line and the double stripe, and he's stopped by Jim Walker on Iowa's 2 or 3 yard line. It's third down. It's first down. He made it first down with goal to go, ladies and gentlemen. 1 minute and 50 seconds to play. 3 yard line. Daly back. Smith back. Daly's just ahead of Smith. Bill Daly takes the ball, and he's almost over. If not, he is over. He's in the double territory. Listen to the crowd.
At Memorial Stadium, Minnesota 41, the University of Wisconsin 6. It's the first quarter, Minnesota's ball on its own 35-yard line.
Minnesota's ball on the Gophers' 35-yard line, and they're over on a shift to the right with Bruce Smith back. The pass comes back. Bruce takes it. He's running back, setting up a pass. He throws the ball. It's down the field, and Bill Garnes makes a leaping catch right out of the arms of a Badger receiver and falls as he catches the ball being downed automatically on Wisconsin's 21-yard line.
And from that point, the Gophers ran two plays. Bill Daly failed to gain. Bob Swiger picked up 2 or 3 yards, taking the ball to Wisconsin's 18-yard line, where it's third down, 8 to go.
8 to go, Minnesota's ball on Wisconsin's 18. The Gophers shift to the right with Smith and Daly back. It's Smith. He cuts in at his own right tackle. He's to the 15, he's to the 10, he's to the 5, and Bruce Smith has scored a touchdown.
And there you have it, football fans. Captain Bruce Smith and the Minnesota Gophers bringing another national championship to Minnesota.